there was, wow, quite a few shootings in the city of Muskegon Heights. As of yesterday, around 5 or 6, 7 o'clock, there were 4 shootings in the city of Muskegon Heights, on which there were victims. Fortunately, none of them were fatal. And I heard of 2 other shootings where there wasn't victims. So about 6 different shooting incidents in the city of Muskegon Heights over 48 hours. On the phone line, we got the mayor of the city of Muskegon Heights, Mayor Page. How you doing today, Mayor?
I'm doing fine, Pierre. How are you doing
today? All right. When you hear about what's going on in the city of Muskegon Heights with the crime wave, and just don't even talk about some robberies and some other domestic things that's going on that happens in every city. And what goes through your mind? What's the thoughts from the mayor of the city?
First of all, ridiculous. You know, this puts everybody in harm's way. You know, not only the people who are perpetrating it, but also the people who are innocent bystanders and residents.
Right.
And just to tell your PA, you know, these guys really need to wake up and think and stuff. Because from some of the things that may be happening that we are hearing about are stemming from very minor to ridiculous things that, you know, they're actually picking up, you know, weapons and actually firing on other people about, you know, some disagreement or, you know, what we call each other. That's totally ridiculous. And for, you know, the ones who are doing it, you know, you just have to think. Look at the bail that's being set. Look at the sentences that's coming down from, that's being recommended from the prosecutor's office, who vowed that when he came in, he was going to, you know, deal with these things in a very, you know, heavy-handed manner and stuff. And, you know, some of the things that, you know, he's been forced to do, you know, place on him, because some of these things are just totally uncalled for.
Right.
I mean, where you basically have people shooting at each other, in some cases have been related to each other, you know, and didn't know it. So that's just, you know, young men, young women, you know, looking at each other, taking not one life or attempting to take not one life, but 2 wants to go through the judicial system.
Wow. Is there any, and I know this is just getting started, man, for the springtime. Is there any plans, any counteractive plans that you can share with the public that the city, your office might have going down?
Well, for right now, you know, I'm not going to give everything away and stuff, because basically it's your law-abiding citizens, you know, who actually, you know, we're trying to help, but everybody, you know, listens to the broadcast and reads the news and stuff, and we don't want to alert them to anything that we're, you know, trying to do to stop this ridiculous violence. You know, there have been some curfew sweeps, so, you know, make sure you know where your children are, mm-hmm. you know, during the evening, because, you know, they are going to start picking them up. They actually started the week before spring break. We do ask different law enforcement agencies to come in. We have cooperations between the law enforcement agencies in Muskegon County, who have been very, you know, helpful in terms of helping us, you know, deal with some problems, not only between here, but between, you know, the city of Muskegon also. And just to mention it, some of these things are happening in Muskegon Heights, but it's not all Muskegon Heights residents. But we will treat them the same way when we catch them.
Right.
They will have the same penalty.
Mayor, do you think more patrol will help out, more police patrol?
Well, more patrol will always help out. PA is whether or not, you know, the budget is there to actually get the more patrol. That's why we, you know, go into cooperation with, you know, the different police departments throughout the county to try to, you know, get some assistance and help, which, you know, we do get on certain evenings or days, but, you know, we're not going to state what days we're going to get those on.
Right.
It's just going to happen.
Right. And what can a community do to help out with the plan that the city might have in place? Anything you want the citizens to do?
You and I talked about this before, PA, and the number one thing is cooperation. You're not a snitch. You're not, you know, you're not ratting on anybody. You're protecting your community and your neighborhood, okay? It's like, if you know what's going on, then please, you know, call you don't have to identify yourself. Call and let someone know. I mean, if you're not comfortable with one law enforcement agency, call another one. They interact. They communicate with each other. So call another one.
Right.
And, you know, tell them what's going on so they can relay it to the proper, you know, law enforcement agency so it can be dealt with. But this thing's where, you know, you're coming up and people are being harmed and placed in harm's way or either, you know, injured. And then, you know, when they question, I don't know anything. That's not helping at all.
Right. Right.
That's
right.
Not helping at all. So, you know, if you see things, you know things, you know, you need to open up your mouth and communicate and talk. The
right.
thing with law enforcement and protection is that they really depend on the residents, too, to help them out. So if you know something, we need to start talking.
Right. Any plans to team up with programs that are working or get behind programs that are working? Muskegon Heights Boxing Club, as you know, has a very, very, very successful program with curbing violence. There is a correlation between dropouts and violence. And his program, it seems to be one of the unique programs that is dealing with that academic side. And it also teaches values and, you know, morals and history, knowledge of self, self-determination, all those different components.
I'm sure that's definitely an avenue to PA, and we're trying to attack it at all levels and stuff, and I'm sure that avenue can help us attack it at a level too.
Right. Before we go, I know you got a city council meeting coming up, what, 5 o'clock?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of different citizens have been saying the water bill is too high. Mayor, any comments you want to say on that? I've seen some extraordinary numbers in regards to water bill. I don't know if you got the complaints or not. But is there something that you can share with the community?
It's been talked about. You know, when I've been up to City Hall, you know, a lot of residents say, well, my water bill is high. In some cases, you know, we have looked at the water bill and pointed it out and showed them, you know, where it's went up and stuff. There has been an increase for the city of Muskegon Heights, but there's also been an increase across throughout the county for other things. And that has somehow gone unnoticed. You know, that's even more extraordinary than what the city of Muskegon Heights has just placed. You know, the increase that Muskegon Heights has placed on, but there's been an increase throughout the county for the last 4 years. Somehow it's gone unnoticed, but of course, when we raised ours, it raised up the other percentage.
So what they see, right now, this is the normal. This is the new normal for Muskegon Heights.
It's a normal for this time. Yes, it is.
Right. How long
do you? I think what's going on, PA, is that, you know, a lot of the residents, because you got to understand, not only the residents' water bill go up, mine also went up, so I know, you know, what's going on also, and I see it too. But the thing is that we have to raise, you know, the rates in order to stay, you know, competitive for ourselves so we can actually run our water filtration plant. That has to happen. I mean, and I tell a lot of residents like this, you know, of course there is a portion of inflation where you have to deal with certain things, you know, back, you know, whenever. You know, produce costs a certain amount of money, and it goes up because of the amount, you know, to produce it.
No.
So it's the same thing with, you know, your public facilities and stuff. I mean, sometimes cost goes up, and you have to pass it on to the residents in order to keep that, you know, possible for the residents and stuff.
I don't know if you're aware. I had people who came up here who had $800 water bills, $600 water bills.
We haven't talked, so I wouldn't be aware of that.
Okay.
But I've had some who come up and talk to me and say, you know, my water bill has been high. And what I usually tell them is to, you know, get a water analysis done. And our water department is more than happy to do that to see if they have any leaks, first of all. Okay. In some cases, you know, some of the meters were, you know, not correct. And when they were changed, then they went on the correct status and the residents saw an increase.
Hmm. Okay.
So that may be the case, too, after. For some time, the water meters were incorrect. And when the water department went back through and replaced some of those incorrect meters, they saw the correct usage being, you know, monitored, which, of course, caused for the increase in, you know, some of their bills.
Wow. All right. Well, we got to get you back on. I know you got a city council meeting. I would love that if there's a public plan, I definitely love. I know I have a person who comes to the meetings and everything, but it's a public plan that you'd like to have communicated. You know, I know some things are done secret, because you don't want to give out your secrets. But if there's a public plan, we would love to get that and
are
share.
Are you talking about for the violence?
For the violence, yeah.
No, anything y'all can let you know without, you know, without,
compromising.
Compromising the plan for the chief or any of the law enforcement agency in the county, I'll be more than happy to let you know.
Well, I can share it. Good. I can tell you that citizens are worried in the city of Muskegon Heights.
And like I said, a lot of it is cooperation, too. I mean, of course, the more cooperation they get, you're not going to be able to be everywhere at one time, but the more cooperation you get, you know, it helps the investigation go a little bit smoothly and a little bit more quickly.
Right, right.
You have to keep that in mind. We, you know, we have to be responsible citizens also.
All right. Thank you, Mayor. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, take care. All right.
Bye-bye.
There you go. Mayor, City of Muskegon Heights, Daryl Page, responding to violence took place. City of Muskegon Heights, if you're just tuning in, from Friday afternoon to Sunday afternoon, there were at least four documented shootings of injuries. One person shot in the hand, one person shot in the abdomen, another person shot in the buttocks, and a fourth person, I don't know where they were shot at, but fortunately, no fatalities from this stuff, but it appears to be cranking up as we started to warm up. That along with other madness that's going on in the community, it's frustrating. It is sad from my point of view. It's just my opinion now. It's not the mayor. It is frustrating to see how we carry ourselves in public. I just can't understand that. It's how we've been acting in public. And this trend is not just in Muskegon Heights. It's in, they call in Philadelphia now, Killadelphia, from what's going on there. Chicago, of course, they seen a decrease in crime. Thank God. They seen a decrease in crime this year. But it's still happening. Pretty much a lot of our African-American cities, you're seeing this gun violence thing. And that is troublesome to see that. And it's time for solution oriented thoughts and action. Really don't need a lot more meetings. We just need action. We need people that's ready to put money up or your time up. There's no correlation that marches is going to reduce violence. Action is what's going to reduce violence. How do we change the mindset of our people? How do we change that? That's what it's going to call. We got to get into the brain. How do we change that, Muskegon? When we start to deal with that, then we can solve the crime. The mindset. Your thoughts and actions. Where did that start at? We answer that question, we'll take care of the crime. How do we teach our kids how to respond to crisis? How to respond when you get upset? How to handle yourself in public? What institutions deal with that? What organizations have things in place to deal with that? If you can help me out, my line is wide open. If you got institutions that's dealing with that, we need to be shouting those institutions out. That's what we're dealing with. Be right back. It's Afternoon Jams, 103.7 The Beat.